USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
A second Republican senator has called for President Trump's resignation while House Democrats prepare for articles of impeachment. Pennsylvania Senator Pat Toomey said Sunday that the country's best path forward would be for the president to step down, joining Alaska Senator Lisa Murkowski in calling for his resignation. Toomey tells NBC's Meet the Press that he believes the best way to going forward is for the president to move on.
Well, I think the best way for our country is for the president to resign and go away as soon as possible. I acknowledge that may not be likely, but I think that would be best. It does not look as though there is the will or the consensus to exercise the 25th Amendment option. And I don't think there's time to do an impeachment. There's 10 days left before the president leaves anyway. I think the best thing would be a resignation.
This is USA Radio News.
Rockstar Radio. Did you know this station, this network, is looking for their next rock star broadcaster? That's right, we are. And it could be you. It could be you interviewing the guests, talking to the newsmakers right in the middle of everything. Have you ever dreamed of being a rock star show host? Now could be your chance. Together with this station, we'll help you with everything you need. The studios, the equipment, your own producer, a co-host if you'd like, and so much more. Broadcasting is changing. There's never been a need for fresh voices and unique opinions like there is right now. You can do this. Our professional team will guide you every step of the way. Sound effects, show content, building your social network media, and everything you need to be the next rock star broadcaster. Get all the details. Email Bill at rockstar.today. That's Bill at rockstar.today. To get started with your own show, email Bill at rockstar.today. That's Bill at rockstar.today. Don't wait. You could be the next voice for America. Email Bill at rockstar.today.
Police are searching for six inmates who escaped from a Central California prison, with all six considered armed and dangerous. The group used a homemade rope to escape from the Merced County downtown jail. Staff noticed the six were missing late Saturday. All but one of the inmates were incarcerated on violent charges, including murder. The Capitol's attending physician has issued a warning to House members that they may have been exposed to the coronavirus during the Wednesday riots at the Capitol. In a letter to members on Sunday, Dr. Brian Moynihan warned that someone who sheltered at an undisclosed location during the siege has tested positive, possibly exposing those sheltering in that location. No further details on who the infected person was were revealed. And flags at the White House have been ordered to half-staff in honor of the Capitol police officer who died of injuries suffered Wednesday at the Capitol. Officer Brian Sicknick died Thursday of injuries suffered while physically engaging with protesters. Flags at the White House will fly at half-staff until Wednesday evening, according to the president's announcement. This is USA Radio News.
Working from home? I'm Chad Dodd, veterinarian and consultant to Limp Bells. Here are some tips for keeping your dog fit while staying at home. Find 15 minutes twice a day and walk your pet at a decent pace around your place. Play hide-and-seek by hiding some kibble or favorite toys and letting your dog find them. If you have stairs and your dog is mobile, walk up and down twice a day for 5 to 10 minutes. Or better yet, try a power walk on your terrace or backyard for some fresh air. There are more helpful pet care tips at YouMove.com, spelled Y-U-Move.com.
The vice president-elect has scored a magazine cover, but isn't quite happy with how it turned out. Jeremy Scott has the story from the USA Radio News Oregon Bureau.
The February issue of Vogue magazine shows Vice President-elect Kamala Harris in casual attire, wearing sneakers, which she sometimes wore on the campaign trail. But that's not what her team reportedly agreed on. The Harris team says she was supposed to appear in the suit she wore for the cover shoot, and that they were unaware the picture had been swapped until the cover was leaked. Harris's team says they are disappointed by the magazine's decision. From the USA Radio News Oregon Bureau, I'm Jeremy Scott.
And as the U.S. continues to report more than 200,000 new coronavirus infections a day, vaccination programs have been slow to get shots into arms. Arkansas Governor Asa Hutchinson tells Fox News that while the rollout of vaccinations in his state was slow to start, he's happy with how the process has accelerated.
Well, the supply, of course, that is allocated by the federal government to the states, we're getting that even though it was not as much as what was originally planned. And so the supply chain is steady. But it is a limited supply, and that causes us to have to prioritize the immunization, and that makes everything a little bit more complex. And we have prioritized it primarily based upon the CDC guidance, but I'm not satisfied with the speed in which we're able to get it out right now, but you're going to see that accelerate.
For USA Radio News, I'm Dan Naraki.